In chapter 1, Mishnah 7, Hifrish Bikurav. If a person sets aside his Bikurim, his first fruits, Umachar Sadeo, and then he sells his field, says the Mishnah, Mevi Ve'ena Kora. He still has to bring the Bikurim up to Jerusalem and give them to the Kohanim, but he now doesn't recite the declaration because he's now landless. Vashaini, the purchaser of the field, may Oisa Hamin, from the same kind of produce that the seller has already offered Bikurim, Eino Mevi, he doesn't bring Bikurim again, according to the first opinion. Mimin Acher, but from the field, if there were other species in the field, other trees, Mevi Vekora, he would bring Bikurim from there, and he would also recite the declaration, because he's now the owner of the field. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Me Oisa Hamin Mevi Vekora, from the same kind, he also brings, and he also recites the declaration, says Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda learns this out from Sukkim, from verses, how he gets to his opinion. But again, the Kohati brings a locha, does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. And so the person who purchaser of the field would not bring Bikurim a second time. He would rely, in a sense, on the seller's Bikurim, that the seller will bring up to Yerushalayim.